T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Frank.
Hi, you guys. How you doing? Welcome back, Jay.
Oh, thank you. It was weird to be off for 2 days in the middle of the week, but
you call her Jay?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm.
I call her Jordina. Oh. When she's bad, I call her Jordammit.
That I like.
You should hear what the listeners call me.
It's obviously you're not dialed into all the names we call you behind your back, Paul.
Well, that's okay. I've heard them all, and I agree with all of them.
FCC really won't allow us to say most of them, unfortunately.
You have the freedom to call me whatever you want.
You're the best. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What's going on today?
A couple interesting things. You know, Winsted has this huge Summerfest coming up. You know, have you guys ever been to it?
I haven't.
I think I've been out there.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So today, it's hard to believe, right? But this September 11th will be the 17th anniversary of 9/11. 17 years.
Wow.
So today, the 9/11, they have a 9/11 Never Forget mobile display, and it came into town today with all kinds of pomp and circumstance and flag waving and police escort, and it's going to be there this weekend, and it's this amazing 53-foot long trailer, but it opens up into this like 1,000 square foot display, and inside there's pieces of metal, hats that firefighters wore that are just mangled, you know, and covered with smoke and dust. There's all kinds of interactive video exhibits. There's all kinds of other things. And for a lot of people, it's probably as close as I'll ever get, right, to seeing the 9/11 memorial if you can't go to New York. So this thing travels around the country, and it's going to be at Winsted, which is such a fun, upbeat, you know, summer festival. But it's also, you know, this important piece of our history, too. So it's kind of cool it's going to be there. It travels all around the country. And the best part is if you're interested, admission. There are tickets to the music festival, of course, you have to pay for. But to go see the 9/11 Mobile Memorial Exhibit is free.
That's great.
It's going to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 2 to 8 p.m.
Hey, Frank, last June, my father, Folker, and my brother, Kent, we took a drive to New York City just for the day I was out east, and just went to New York for one reason, and that was to see the 9/11 Memorial. And if you're ever in New York, you have to spend some time there. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, I heard it's so moving.
Very powerful.
I was there before the memorial was built. I was there a couple of years when there was still a hole in the ground. And the thing that I remember the most is that, you know, New York is, you know, there's such energy and such hustle and bustle.
Yep.
I would say probably within a block of a half of approaching it, it just got quiet. And literally in New York City, when you were within a block of it, it was dead silent. And as you got close to it, I mean, people would just whisper if they had to talk to one another, because you would just stare at this hole.
Yeah, it's so enormous. People, you know, can't really grasp what it was unless you're there.
I was there a month after it happened on business.
Oh, my.
And I walked around there, and they still had the, you know, the posters up. You know, have you seen Alex?
Oh,
have
God,
you
that's
seen
heartbreaking.
Sarah? And it was otherworldly, just being down there, and you could feel the emotion and the sorrow and the anger. And so anyway,
we're glad to have
topic.
This memorial then.
Yeah, I think it's cool that it's here.
I think
a lot of
it.
People will shed some tears when they go through that, and then I think they'll probably walk out and go to the music fest and have a lot of smiles. Right. So it, but you know, it's cool that it's here, and just wanted to let people know. And I love the fact that it's free too.
Free's the right price.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Hey, Perseids, this weekend, the best of the year for meteor showers, and skies are going to be clear. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate.
Well, yeah, it was kind of one of those, I'm not sure if you're going to tell me more about this story than I know.
More than you really want to know.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, it's cool, though, right? Because they said that this should be just a great year, Paul, but the weather should cooperate, and also the new moon means it'll be dark, right?
Yes. So ideal conditions. The only thing that could slow things down is smoke, but I don't think the smoke is going to be enough to curtail the viewing. But yeah, Earth is, we're actually plowing through the debris from Comet Swift-Tuttle. Could be as many as 30 to 60 shooting stars visible an hour But you have to get away from the metro, obviously. Right. It's going to be hard to see from the downtown or the close-in suburbs. But
and I heard the key is, to actually see, it's really simple. It's just kind of going outside once it gets dark and looking north, right?
Yes. Okay. Look off to the north or northeast. And
are we going to be able to see it with all this smog or
I think so.
Haze or
even with it's mostly smoke. But it's a good excuse, too, to get your wife, your girlfriend, your better half, your significant other. Hey, let's go outside and,
out a little bit under the meteors.
Let's look for lucky shooting stars.
Wish upon a falling star. That's great. I heard, is this true, Paul, that even though after dark you can see it, but the best time is like around midnight?
Yeah, that sounds right.
All right. That's the information that
I have. Wait, though, until it gets dark, Frank.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So the submarine races on the St. Croix have been canceled, honey. We're going to go out and looking for shooting stars tonight.
Romantic.
The other stuff I was reading about, which I thought was fascinating, that even though we can see them and they look so huge and so cool, that the particles that are passing through that thing are like maybe the size of a pebble or even a grain
of sand.
Yeah, and that they're flying through the atmosphere at 133,000 miles
yes.
an hour.
Yes.
I just think that stuff is wild.
It's very cool. Space dust. Yep.
So that's Friday and Saturday night.
Yep. Peaks this weekend. All right, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
And take my recommendation. See if Amelia, goes for that.
Well, if I can't do the make out under the shooting stars, I'm going to take my kids out there and we'll just do ooh and ah.
There you go.
That's cool, too.
Yeah. Just hang out.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy.
Did I tell you my air conditioning went out?
Oh, that's good timing.
It was okay, like major first world problems, like ridiculous first world problems. It was 80 degrees in my house yesterday.
Yeah?
And I couldn't do anything about it.
That's good sleeping weather.
And my husband was away on business. And, of course, he's here now, but the air conditioning guy came this morning and fixed it. The kids looked at me. They're like, it's like camp. We just got home. Could we at least have some air conditioning? I'm like, I'm so sorry. I felt so bad. We were schwitz.
But do your windows open up?
Yeah, but it was like hotter outside. It was 90 degrees less.
Do you have fans?
We had like standing fans. I don't have ceiling fans in my house.
Huh.
But it was, okay, I know first world problems, but last night was brutal.
Cold showers.
Brutal.
For everyone.
A lot of naked mom and kids sleeping, and it was unbelievably hot. Well, I hope your air conditioning is working.
You're a pioneer, Jordan.
I know, right? I felt like I was at camp. All right, it's 419. Let's break weather therapy when we return.
It gets in your eyes and in your hair and
what
in your nostrils.
What was that song about?
Smoke.
All right, you tell. Like what? Like cigarette smoke? Like what was he singing
about?
It was
Cheech and Chong's
it's way
greatest
before
hits.
My time.
I don't know what kind of smoke. It doesn't matter. Smoke is smoke. The smoke floating over Minnesota right now is from fires burning, many of them out of control in the West and even in Canada. And most of the smoke is aloft, but some of the smoke has the potential to actually reach the ground and degrade air quality, Jor. In fact, there is an air quality alert for the western third of Minnesota through 10 a.m. Saturday morning. It includes Alexandria. It includes even Bemidji, the Marshall area. Southwestern Minnesota has the worst air right now. And people with lung disease or heart disease, older Americans, and young kids are at greater risk from this unhealthy air. Again, we're talking particle pollution. These tiny particles, and they can get lodged in your lungs. So, anyway,
how far are those fires? How far? How many miles?
How far away are the fires? Well, they're anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 miles away. And so, yeah, we just get a taste. And you may literally be able to smell and taste some of that smoke in the coming days.
Crazy.
So, yeah. Again, most of us, it's no big deal, but people that have, chronic ailments, a little more susceptible to problems. So just take it easy out there. Mm-hmm. Just found out it did hit 90 today. I think that's the 15th day of 90-degree heat so far this year.
No air conditioning.
Yeah, we got that. Wait, you didn't have air conditioning?
No air conditioning.
Average is 13 for the entire year. We're at 15. I think we'll be up around 20 to 25 by mid-September. And so far, according to NOAA, it is the 15th warmest meteorological summer to date on record for the Twin Cities. Seven of the warmest summers have occurred since 2000. Another report that made me do a triple take, Jor, the death toll from Maria in Puerto Rico.
Yes. Oh, this
initially, it was 64. Now it's up to 1,427. The vast, vast majority of those deaths took place after the hurricane struck.
But due to the hurricane.
Due to the hurricane,
the generators were down.
There no
were,
medicine?
Correct. People didn't have oxygen.
Right.
People that were in the hospital. I mean, there's a lot of or people they couldn't get to eventually that were injured.
This is in a draft report to Congress. They're requesting $139 billion in recovery funds. Territory officials in Puerto Rico admit that 1,427 more people died in the last 4 months of 2017. So, and that's comparable to Katrina, which decimated New Orleans back in 2005. The death toll with Katrina was over 1,800 people. Mercifully, NOAA is lowering the prediction for hurricanes in the Atlantic this year. Because the water is unusually cool, and they hope that translates into fewer hurricanes in the Atlantic and the Caribbean. Again, all it takes is one taking the wrong track, the
That's
one
right.
the,
That's right.
the wrong path.
Any idea why the water is unusually cooler now?
No.
No. Okay. Just the weather.
The oceans go through natural cycles. Mm-hmm. It may just be a natural cycle. The water is unusually warm. I saw a reading close to 80 degrees off San Diego, normally upwelling. Cold water comes to the surface in L.A. Most of the people that swim out there have wetsuits. I mean, the water's usually in the 50s, low 60s, but it's close to 80. So the Pacific is unusually warm, and they are seeing a lot of hurricanes and typhoons. That's the same thing as a hurricane in the Western Pacific.
Hurricanes, typhoons, fires. God is mad at California.
Yeah, well, perhaps. It's a beautiful state when it's not on fire.
Wow. Yeah.
And I do want to, you know, send my regards and condolences to anybody and everybody who knew Steve Frazier, Fox 9 meteorologist. I did not know him personally. I watched him on KMSP on Channel 9. He obviously did a great job as a meteorologist, but everybody I know, including Ian Leonard over at 9, says that he was just the nicest guy you could imagine, that what you saw on TV is what you got. That's who he really was. He passed away from pancreatic cancer. He had been diagnosed with this 3 years ago, only 50 years old. Never a negative word, a true beacon of positivity, the station said in a statement. He was a magnet for making new friends and delighted in his old friends. In recent days, Steve told many friends that he was at peace. The station sent out a statement, a press release. Steve made everyone who met him a better person.
Oh, so sweet.
So anyway, rest in peace. And again, our sympathies and condolences for everyone at Channel 9 and certainly viewers who loved him. He was a good guy.
Thank you for doing that.
Well, yeah. So anyway, I'm just sorry I never got to know him personally.
I worked there for a while, too. I didn't get a chance to work with him either, but I follow some of my friends over there, John Michael and Don Mitchell, and they would post on their Instagram and their Facebook about his progress. So I kind of felt like I kept up with his progress. And today they're posting, of course, pictures of memories of them and Steve. Good memories.
Ian Leonard is a good friend, and I have all the respect in the world for Ian. And he said, look, this guy, he's the real deal. He knows his stuff, but he doesn't have a big ego. He's not full of himself. He cares about people. And it showed on the air when I watched his shows. But anyway.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. I think it's important people hear that. It's also 4:31. Take a quick break here on CCO. And then, can you get fired for having a man bun? We'll go way beyond the headlines on CCO.
Uh-oh.
You don't do beyond the headlines without me, huh?
No. It's not the same. I feel like I'm talking to myself.
Did you hear this one about the woman who tried to go discreetly to a job fair on her lunch break? And she was videoed by the local news, and it was on the 5 o'clock news about the job. It was terrible. Janae Modest, she is a 33-year-old resident of Champaign, Illinois. She's still thankfully employed by her nonprofit where she works. She works with people with mental and physical disabilities. And she said she loves her job. The thing is, she's not making any money. So she wanted to get a job that paid more money.
Right.
So she finished her shift. And she heard about a job fair at a middle school. So she finished her shift. She went home and changed and went to this job fair. And as she's filling out, you know, applications for positions that she's interested in, the local news came to do a story on the job fair. So they zoom in on her. And then they air it on the 5 o'clock news. And a girlfriend of her father was watching it. He's like, look, Janae's on the news. So they call Janae. They're like, you're on the news.
What's up?
Great. Exciting. And she's like, oh, my gosh. Because clearly the folks at her work didn't know that she was going to apply for a new job.
Did she get a raise?
Well, that's it. So no, she says nobody at her job has called her out on it. But if they do, she's just going to be very honest and say, look, I love my work. I just don't make enough money here. That's what I'm hoping for. And she also is hoping to hear from all of the, you know, now that she's gotten all this notoriety, maybe somebody does have a new job for her.
Note to self, avoid the TV cameras.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You've been in TV.
Yeah.
When you shoot a video of someone, don't you have to ask them if we're allowed to air this?
That's a public place.
It was a public
job fair. And
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to get releases.
Because you didn't have to put her name down.
If you grant the interview, I think that is consent.
There was no interview.
Oh.
It was just B-roll.
It was just video. Oh, that's interesting.
And you don't have to ask
if it's in a public
space. She didn't even know she was being filmed.
Wow.
But it was in a public middle school, so a poor thing. But thankfully, she's still employed for now. Be careful.
Ouch. I sent this to my youngest son, Brett, who's now into golfing.
Yes, nude. He still won't introduce you to his girlfriend?
Nope.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just twisting that
He has
knife.
A lot more sense than I do. Nude golfing is becoming popular in Australia.
Please no.
Golf course in Northern Australia, everything is swinging, not least because 30 players are in the nude. Well, not completely nude. This is the Humpty Doo golf course. You really want to avoid a golf course that says Humpty Doo near Darwin. They do wear golf shoes and hats.
Oh, great. Want to get some skin cancer on the top of your head.
To protect from the sun. But it does present some challenges, a heightened risk of sunburn and chafing, carrying those heavy golf bags around.
That's right.
But,
I guess better than sitting on a... in a cart.
So
naked.
Why would you do this?
I don't know.
One person said that once you remove that last piece of clothing, you remove all of your inhibitions.
What about the hat?
What?
And the golf glove.
Leave your hat on.
So you can just swing freely and you're uninhibited by your
I already
shorts?
Feel bad enough
underwear?
About my drives and my short game. I just, being out there naked, I don't know.
That's insane.
Hopefully that does not spread to the USA.
Insane. This texter writes, the ball could hit your balls. Yes, thank
yes.
you.
Yes, good
you.
Point. Very good point.
It's very dangerous. Remember a couple weeks ago we reported that the Brady Bunch house was up for sale in California?
Yeah, and somebody bought it. Who? HGTV?
It's sold. HGTV
yes.
has purchased the Brady Bunch home to restore it to its 1970s glory, as only HGTV can, as you can imagine. They say more details to come over the next few months. The CEO did not specify the price tag for the house. It's a 2,500-square-foot home. It's located in Studio City. It was only used as the exterior on the Brady Residence iconic show. They didn't use the real inside. They had sets for that. NSYNC star Lance Bass took to Instagram on Sunday to detail the dramatic real estate tale, revealing he'd been under the impression he had placed the winning bid. So Lance Bass wanted to buy the house. Alas, he was outbid by HGTV. But I'm really glad they got it because I'm sure they're going to do some kind of a renovation and bring back, you know, the can opener built into the wall because that was all the rage.
Turn it into
in
a museum? Maybe a little museum?
Something fun.
Good for HGTV.
Cool. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Here's a JG, dearest, I missed the Twins game. Could you please repeat
the
score?
It was 5-4,
five
not
four.
Twins.
Yeah.
Not twins.
Yeah.
Sorry
do you have a TV
that.
In your bedroom?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But don't worry, we still have a lot of sex.
Owning a TV could put a damper on your sex life.
It doesn't.
Among young people, an invitation to Netflix and chill is understood as a euphemism, a way to get somebody into bed. Mm-hmm. But a lot of couples interpret Netflix and chill quite literally. A new study. Who does these studies? And where do I sign up? Suggests that watching TV may have a chilling effect on your sex life.
That's true.
So basically, this paper found that television ownership is associated with a 5% reduction in sexual activity in low and middle income countries. After controlling for factors like income and sexual health ed, the researchers found that individuals in households that owned a television had a 5.7% lower likelihood of having had sex in the last week. Mm. Television may not kill your sex life. It is associated with some sex life morbidity.
Sex life morbidity? That like does the not death of your sex
well,
life?
Just too many options. Hey, let's watch ESPN, honey.
HGTV. British Airway worker claims he was fired for having a man bun. British Airways is now facing a sexism allegation after this claim. He's a Londoner. He said he was discriminated against because he was accepted into the customer service role with the trendy hairstyle. The Terminal 5 customer services assistant said bosses did not mention anything about his hair during his assessment until his final day of training. They said, quote, well, he said, quote, I got fired from British Airways because I have a man bun, which, according to them, doesn't comply with the uniform policy. In fact, they dismissed me for being a man with long hair is ridiculous and sexist. They have discriminated against me. They basically said, cut it, put it in a turban, or turn it into dreadlocks like a Rastafarian. So I guess those are okay hairstyles. Those are kind of long man hairstyles. I'm not any of those things, and I can't believe they'd make me wear my hair like something I am not. Well, he claimed the airline would not have said that to a woman. He says he's worked with lots of luxury retailers, and he's never had an issue with his hair. A British Airways spokeswoman said, we don't comment in detail on individual employment matters.
Hmm.
Or hairstyles. They did not add.
It's kind of bizarre.
Man bun. If you're thinking about growing into a man bun, you might want to check with Lindsay first.
If only I could.
If you got one more, you better read it speedily, because we got to do the Wicks and Jewelers.
That a man thimble. Okay, NFL preseason kicks off this evening. Of course, the Vikes play the Broncos on Saturday. What do you think about male cheerleaders in the NFL?
Well, I happen to love male cheerleaders because I worked with male cheerleaders my whole cheering career in college. We needed them to throw us up in the air.
The LA Rams and the New Orleans Saints will have male cheerleaders dancing on the sidelines for the first time this year. The Colts and the Baltimore Ravens have stuntmen. So, hey, why not?
I think it's great.
Why not?
Because you need them to throw you up in the air.
Why not?
It's
equal
great.
Opportunity.
Because then there's real athleticism involved. You're not just shaking your booty all over the place. You know, you're stunting. You're getting thrown in the air. There's flips and tricks. And it's way more interesting than the booty shaking. So back to naked golf.
That really piqued your interest.
Want to pause beyond the headlines there? Your puns are pretty funny.
Yeah. Our listeners are very creative. One person says, don't say short game when talking about nude golf.
No comments on your putter.
No, please, no.
So, feel free. We love naked golf jokes. We can keep those going throughout the show. Absolutely. So I read, do you wear Crocs, Paul?
No, but my sons have them. Yeah.
Okay.
They love
my
them.
Kids live in them in the summer. Susan says she gardens in them. Originally, they were supposed to be gardening shoes, and they were supposed to be for, I believe, nurses and doctors, you know, to wear with their scrubs. Yeah, they're on their feet all day. Now I am reading that they're closing all factories. All Crocs factories are closing, which we're not exactly sure what that means.
I thought they were popular. I thought they were doing well.
They are. Huh. Crocs says it's closing all manufacturing facilities and announced its CEO, chief financial officer, will resign. Crocs is based out of Newhart, Colorado. And a press release Tuesday said that a facility in Mexico will shutter. They're also going to close one in Italy. I guess those are the two manufacturing facilities. And it's unclear on what the future of production will be. The CFO is leaving, but they have named a successor. They're a $100 million company. They have annual sales of over $100 million. $1,000.
Hey, juror, that story is a crock.
Okay. Well, well played.
Hey, next hour at 5:12, we talk to somebody in the path of these wildfires and the University of Minnesota, involved in self-destructing plastic. We may have some solutions. That's coming up next hour on CCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.